Good morning, everyone. I'd like to talk today about the importance of the tongue. In my family, in recent years, we've come across a physical issue with the tongue itself, and that issue is tongue tie. Most people would have heard of tongue tie, but might be a bit sketchy on what it is. Hopefully a little less sketchy in a few minutes, but I guess we'll see. So what is it exactly? We all have a thread under our tongues. It's called a lingual frenulum. It provides some support and anchoring to the floor of the mouth. You barely know it's there, and it's like a little flap of skin. Tongue tie is a condition where that little thread under the tongue is attached too much or too tightly to the tongue itself. That leads to a restriction in its free movement. Usually, when the doctor checks a newborn baby, he will take a look in the baby's mouth and within seconds decide whether it needs a simple snip or not. The symptoms of such a condition are pretty obvious. Not being able to move one's tongue around has obvious repercussions for eating and speaking. A tongue-tied baby will have a variety of problems with feeding, either from the breast or bottle, and eventually with learning to talk. Over recent years, however, some medical professionals have come to a deeper understanding about the problem. The signs of a tongue tie are not quite as simple as once thought. That quick glance by the doctor is not enough to diagnose the condition properly. A person can have good movement with the tip of the tongue, but also be very restricted with the middle and rear sections, that's further back towards the throat. This causes problems with lifting the tongue upwards. To see why that might be a problem, you can look at videos on YouTube of people talking and singing while in an MRI scanner. It's a fascinating way of seeing how much the tongue needs to move and how intricate it is. You can visually see the different positions it takes to make different sounds and even talk in different languages and different styles of singing. Not only is tongue tie about how far the frenulum is attached to the tip, but also about how short or tight or thick it is at any point under the tongue. Someone who has free movement of the tip might still be tongue-tied and be suffering symptoms from a restricted tongue. With this extra understanding, they are finding that some adults have gone their whole lives with a restriction. An adult like this would have gone through childhood learning to compensate without even realizing it. By the time they reach adulthood, and sometimes well into adulthood, the results of years of compensating can be quite profound. Here's a list of some of the side effects of a tongue tie in an adult. Headaches, tension, crooked teeth, cavities, speech problems, breathing problems, sleep problems, sleep apnea, which is potentially fatal, posture problems, and a lack of self-esteem and confidence. Seems like an incredible list that ranges from position of teeth in the mouth to how you stand right the way down to your feet. And that's all from a little flap of skin not having developed quite right. Cavities can be caused because the tongue doesn't have enough range of motion to clean the teeth off routinely. Years of not having the tongue resting on the roof of the mouth, where it's supposed to be, means that teeth settled into the wrong positions. And because of that, the roof of the mouth can develop too high, and that can lead to breathing problems in the nose. It's obvious that a restricted tongue will lead to speech problems, but some of these can be overcome by compensating with other muscles. Those compensations lead to tension and incorrect posture, which in turn leads to headaches, backaches, premature wear and tear on other parts of the body. Not being able to pronounce certain words, or sounding a little odd, can lead to embarrassment and a lack of self-esteem. Even avoiding talking wherever possible because it's simply too difficult. There are many other symptoms all over the body that can be caused by a restricted tongue. These are just some of them. So in summary, it is a very small condition in a very small part of the body, but it can have big implications for the whole of the physical body. So I wanted to use this example to remind us of how embedded the tongue is in our spiritual character. Let's take a look at what Scripture says about the importance of the tongue. The tongue is referred to around 130 times. Most of those are using it as a symbol of speech, language, and words. One of the best-known passages is in James 3. Let's turn there. Let's turn to James 3 and verse 1. James 3 and verse 1 says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature." I like to focus on verse 4 there, where it tells us how powerful the tongue is and how much it can direct our lives, where it says, "Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires." It's funny, you can actually find medical articles that talk about the tongue as being like a rudder. One that I found says this: "The tongue is connected to your entire body. It is like the rudder of the spine. When it's out of alignment, other parts of the body go off kilter and cause issues that seem unrelated." That quote came along with a diagram that shows the tongue at the top, connected to various muscles throughout the body, all the way through the lungs, diaphragm, pelvis, and down to the toes. Our lives can be directed by what we say. Whether we say encouraging words or harsh words, speak lies or truth, what you say can make people think well of you, or a lie told at the worst time can even put you in prison. What we say can change our path for years to come, just like a rudder steering a ship. There's a proverb that says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." That's Proverbs 18:21. Let's continue on to look at verse 2 of James 3, where we find that the only way for everything we say to be perfect is if we are perfect within our character. Or to put it another way, what we say with our tongue is a representation of who we are inside. James 3 verse 2 said, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, He is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Our tongue can show symptoms of deeper problems within our character. When we are under stress, that's when words come out of our mouth that show a wrong attitude within us. The words we use can be a symptom of a deeper problem. Let's turn to another key scripture along these same lines in Matthew 12, the words of Christ this time. Matthew 12 and verse 33 says, "Either make the tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." So, looking at tongue tie, we've seen that a problem with the physical tongue can have implications for the physical body. Let's think about it another way around for a moment. Just imagine you're standing up to give a presentation or sing a song. You would do certain things to help yourself to speak clearly and project your voice well. You would begin with good posture. You'd stand up straight and take a deep breath, and you'd have confidence. You'd do all these things because the way you stand, the physical position of your body, affects the sounds that come out of your mouth. Standing up straight, being upright is like being upright in character, spiritually righteous. Being righteous is the only way to bridle the spiritual tongue. Taking a deep breath calms and slows the body, like spiritually having calmness of mind. A thoughtful approach to choosing our words. Having confidence helps our muscles to be relaxed and focused. When we think according to God's ways, we can be confident that the words we produce will be according to God's ways. Also, confident that God will give us the right words at the right time and direct our lives for us. So, in conclusion, I wanted to bring out today that the tongue is more important to our bodies than it might seem, and vice versa, our body is more important to our tongue than it might seem. And likewise, our words affect our character, and our character affects our words. To quote two of those scriptures again, "The tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Death and life are in the power of the tongue."